see our actual subject that we have in mind. As a reminder for myself and for all, that today is the day of Jumu'ah, and in the Hadith Sharif it comes that خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ تَطْلَعُ فِيهِ الشَّمْسِ. It is the best day in which the sun rises. And many other beautiful words with regard to the day of Jumu'ah. But unfortunately, for almost all of us, it comes and goes. But if we realize that Jumu'ah is a day, in the Hadith Sharif it comes, it's a Eid more greater than the other two Eids also. Then there are great, great amal, things, amals that we have to do for the day of Jumu'ah. There are kitabs available in very simple, straightforward language that what are the great, great amal of the day of Jumu'ah. We should try and read that and get acquainted that it isn't just a Friday that came and a Friday that went, but it's a very, very special day. Amongst the great ibadat of the day of Jumu'ah, of the many other great, simple, easy ibadat, is the recitation of Durood Sharif. Salawat ala Nabi. And Durood Sharif, every day we should read, and on the day of Jumu'ah, we should increase our salawat. At this juncture, each one of us think, how much Durood do I read a day? It comes in a Hadith Sharif, a person who will read 100 times Durood a day. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala himself writes on the forehead of that person, Bara'atum minan nar, Bara'atum minan nifaq, that this person is free from hypocrisy and is free from the fire of Jahannam. You are set free. Hypocrisy, to be two-faced, is one of the worst, dirtiest things that a person can be involved in. And unfortunately, it is very common. We speak to somebody, we praise him in front on his face, we talk good about him, but behind his back, we stab him in the back. Today, so much so, husband and wife, in front of one another, we are very sweet. But how many have got other relations with other people? We are not sincere in the husband-wife relationship, in everything. So hypocrisy is a terrible sin. And the punishment for it is terrible. It comes in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The hypocrites, those two-faced people. We're not this side, we're not that side. We just want to be in between. They will be in the lowest pits of Jahannam, which has been explained. They will be in iron coffins, and those coffins will have burnt red hot, and a person won't be able to move in there, and is that, and forever and ever in that condition. So it's a terrible condition. And to get saved from it, just by reading 100 times Durood Sharif, which will take us about 2-3 minutes, and we can get saved from that. The other terrible punishment, Allah Ta'ala says that the person will be saved if he just reads 100 times Salawat ala Nabi, that he bara'atum minan nar. He will be set free from the fire of Jahannam. Yea, in this world, just the flame of a matchstick we cannot tolerate. A cigarette lighter flame we can't tolerate. Sometimes when we are making wudu and lot of hot water comes, just that little bit, it doesn't scald our skin, but that also we can't tolerate. Where are we going to tolerate the fire of Jahannam? And we are so involved in all types of sin. By just reading 100 times Salawat, Durood Sharif, Allah will free us, save us completely from the fire of Jahannam. And this is that when we will read Durood Sharif, not just the reading, and we're carrying on with our other lifestyle, Tawat al-Nabi, our whole lifestyle will, our subject is, we'll come on the right direction. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. And we'll get saved from the wrong things. So Salawat al-Nabi, it comes in the Hadith, a person who reads 100 times a day, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will dunya and 70 of the Akhirat. We all have got so many needs. By barakat of Durood Sharif, our needs will be fulfilled. By reading Durood Sharif, it comes in the Hadith Sharif 100 times a day, Allah will raise that person with the shuhada. He will be raised as a shaheed on the day of Qiyamah. And what a great thing to be a shaheed. To become a shaheed is not easy. If you, where bombs are exploding, helicopters dropping bombs all the time, your wife becomes a widow, your children become orphans, but just by reading comfort of the masjid, cool, calm, 100 times and we'll get the stage of a shaheed. So great, great rewards for reading 100. Bismillah. Also it comes in the Hadith Sharif that a person who will read Durood Sharif is that ibadat that which is 100% accepted by Allah Ta'ala. There is a great discussion amongst the ulama, and the conclusion they write that As-salatu ala al-Nabi mustajabun qatta. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 100% accepted. We made our sunnats, we'll be making our farad, and Allah in His mercy, we have great hope He will accept from us, but we haven't got guarantee. But Durood Sharif, a person reads, it's guaranteed accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Lot of other amal we do, great virtues, but we don't know if it's accepted or not. Whether we have done it properly, but Durood Sharif is 100% accepted by Allah Ta'ala. The ulama of Syria, before all the troubles that happened, when the parents used to bring their little children to the ulama and ask them to read on, make dua for the children, they used to advise them that read, the mother when she cooks the food, she must read 100 times Durood Sharif and blow on the food. And for women, to count 100 is not easy. But they are very used to timing, like so many minutes in the microwave, braise your onions for so many minutes, that they are used to. So it takes not more than 3 minutes. So if they time themselves when they start cooking to read 100 times Durood Sharif, and the simple Durood, easy, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then they blow on that food, they say these children will grow up to be righteous, pious, healthy, secure, finances, health-wise, by the barakat of Durood Sharif. So encourage our women folk that they should read 100 times Durood and blow on the food. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Also, one other very simple and great amal, which has been mentioned in the kitab Amalul Yawm Wal Layla by Ibn Sunni, which is a very authoritative kitab and a very great alim. A person who will read after Jummah namaz, Subhanallahil Azimi wa bihamdi. Subhanallahil Azimi wa bihamdi. 100 times. Which will take about 2 minutes, at the most 3 minutes. While we are walking out, while we are driving to our workplace, wherever we are going, we can read it. 100,000 of his sins are forgiven. We read it 100 times, 100,000 of his sins will be forgiven. And 24,000 sins of his parents will be forgiven. So we, and this is another thing which we are also very negligent. We don't remember even our parents, our marhumin, in duas, making isali sawab, daily we should send sawab for them. So this, if we will read 100 times, Subhanallahil Azimi wa bihamdihi, Allah Ta'ala will forgive 100,000 of our sins, and 24,000 of our parents. May Allah give us tawfiq. The ayat that I have recited, Ihdina Sirat al Mustaqim, we read it always in Surah Fatiha. Oh Allah, guide us to the straight path. That's a very important dua, and when we read it in namaz also, we should read it consciously. Usually our mind, Allah only knows where and where our mind. We don't think about it. And with regard to this one amal also, if we will read it 7 times a day, anytime, we've got all the time decisions to make. Allah will guide us to make the right decision. We, in our daily life, a housewife, she has got decisions to make. Children have got decisions to make. We all have got. Just by reading it 7 times, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, Allah will guide us to make the right decision. And big people, directors of companies, have got big, big decisions to make. People who are in government offices, especially the ministers of the various departments, they've got big, big decisions to make. By the barakat of this, Allah will guide us to make the right decision. And also one fascinating thing of this is, as long as a person is on the wrong path and he doesn't know it, he is a happy-go-lucky. He is laughing and enjoying, but he's on the wrong path. On one time, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was traveling by train. When in the train conversation starts, so he spoke to one person and asked him, where are you going? And he said, I'm going, it was a station in the south. And the train was going to the north, completely opposite direction. And he was laughing, eating, talking, everything, he was happy. Maulana told him, you're in the wrong train. This train is going this way and you want to go that way. So now he became worried. We also, if we realize we're not in the right train, we're not in the right direction, then we will hopefully get worried. Otherwise, we are all happy. We are, it's most of us, Allah forgive us, we are in the wrong train. We are going in the wrong direction. But we're not worried. We're eating, laughing, talking. We're not worried at all. Then Maulana told him, don't worry. When the next station comes, get off this train. Go to the other side platform and the train that's going to the south, get in that train. Then Maulana mentioned to his friend, as soon as he sits in the right direct train, he's gone further away from his direction, but he will be now calm. I'm going to the right place. Exactly like that. If we are in the wrong direction, today every second person got depression, anxiety, because we're sitting in the wrong train. We don't know. To make us happy, we are laughing, listening to music, doing all the wrong things just to make us happy. But we are in the wrong train. So that is not going to help us. The minute we will come in the right direction, each one of us will feel in our heart contentment. I know I'm going in the right direction now. So the direction which the Quran Sharif, the first dua of the Quran Sharif, which Allah Ta'ala has taught us, is this dua. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ Show us the straight path. So there are two paths, Jannat or Jahannam. Two paths there are. So which road am I going? We are all happy, we are going to Jannat. We got Iman. But if we see we are sitting in the train of the non-believers, our lifestyle is like the non-believers, our dressing is like them, our thinking, talking has become like them. We don't talk like believers. Tawakkul and trust on Allah, we don't. We want all material things must be there. We want all the dunya things. Our education, we want education of Quran and Hadith. We don't give that preference at all. We are giving preference to university. So that is not that which is going to take us to Jannah. That is not going to lead us to our destination. The holidays that we have, going to all types of full kuffar style holidays. Just our names are Muslims, but there also our dressing completely changed also. Our namazes also are compromised very greatly. Everything is compromised. The dressing of our women, when they're on holiday, why do they have to wear that funny hat? And why do they have that funny sunglasses? What's the need of it? But we're following in the wrong direction. So we have to be very concerned. Am I in the right train or the wrong train? And if we realize this, then we will come on the right direction. So this is a very important basic thing in our lives, that each person every day think, before we go and sleep at night, when we're lying down, just think, am I going towards Jannat or am I going to Jahannam? Which direction? My children, which direction am I putting them in? What education am I giving them? The education, for example, of the university education, which is secular, and which means that secular is that in which there is no Allah Ta'ala. The denial of Allah Ta'ala, denial of all religions, not only Islam, Christianity, Judaism, any religion, all religions. So it is a thing without Allah, without religion. How can that education take us to the right direction? But we are all encouraging that. We are all following in that way. And then at the schools, today with the alphabet fitna that has come, And what terrible things are being dished out to the children. Are they going in the right direction or are they going? So we have to think very carefully. Our own lifestyles also. Which way are going? Make the dua also. And with dua, the effort also. Then hopefully we will go in the right direction. If we can get these two messages, to read Durood Sharif every day and to think, am I going in the right direction? And there are ulama present who will teach us and follow also. We must follow the right path, and those ulama that are leading us towards Jannat, who teach us the importance of pleasing Allah, living a life according to Sunnat. Or are we going to follow those people who teach us to send our children to universities, to live a life like the non-Muslims, our dressing, giving preference to sports, to entertainment of dunya? What will be our condition at the time of maut? Everyone then, and we won't be able to blame anyone at that time, and nobody is going to help us at that time. Who we were following, they won't be there to help us. May Allah guide us to righteousness and accept us, and let us follow the right path. Read Durood Sharif every day and try and read 100 times Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim after Jummah Salah, wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.